a story that says that sometimes the government actually does respond to criticism and concern and reverse decisions. Last year, funding was announced to widen the shoulders on the Bow Valley Parkway to allow for a safer cycling and driving experience. There was some concern that people are already driving fast enough on that road, and widening the shoulders would make it even more risky for wildlife in the area. So Banff National Park has decided to essentially scrap that plan and look instead at traffic calming measures.
When I first heard the announcement last year, when I thought about it from a cycling perspective, I was in favor of it. I think wider shoulders, if you're on a bike, it's a safer experience. But then when concerns started to come up, the concern, I'm not sure on the Bow Valley Parkway, is that cyclists aren't safe. I think the concern is that people drive too fast, and also that people stop and they interact with wildlife.
And people do drive too fast on there. And the fact that wildlife is constantly crossing that road and on the side of that road, it's a real hazard. So traffic calming, I think, is definitely the way to go. What those measures are, though, I think is a big question. I mean, speed bumps on what's essentially a slowed down highway, 60 kilometer highway, that seems interesting. A roundabout, I mean, visibility improvements by tree thinning. I mean, I can agree with that.
If people actually slow down, then it would be safer for cyclists. The idea was there, but I think that the sober second thought has provided Parks Canada with a little bit of perspective that I'm glad to see they've considered.
On the Mount FM Facebook page, there was some discussion yesterday, and a lot of people were suggesting some sort of photo radar thing. I think there are rules about photo radar on highways and in the national park itself.
We can, as municipalities, have photo radar within our jurisdictions. However, photo radar is not something used on highways in Alberta, and certainly not in the national park either. When you get a speeding ticket on a highway, you're actually getting it from the police officer.
And maybe that's the answer, more active enforcement from the Alberta Sheriffs and the Integrated Traffic Unit on that stretch of road, because I think they probably catch a lot of speeders in the summer.
Well, Rob, I think what this comes down to is one of those things we struggle with, the fact that we see increasing visitor numbers and popularity in our environment here, which I can totally see why. It's beautiful. Bow Valley Parkway is an excellent drive. Mm-hmm. But when more and more people come, that creates more and more hazard for wildlife. And so how do we solve that problem? It's almost as if we want more visitors, but we don't. Yeah. So what's the solution?
Mm-hmm.